Blog Talk Radio.
If you knew what my girl drew, Cameron D and Destiny, Charlie's Angels, come on.
Come on. Bring it.
Question, tell me what you think about me. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. Only ring your belly when I'm feeling lonely. When it's all over, please get up and leave. Question, tell me how you feel about this. Try to control me, boy, you get dismissed. Pay my own condo and I pay my own bills. Always 50-50 in relationships.
The shoes on my feet, I thought. The clothes I'm wearing.
All right, that's enough. Hello, and welcome to Wealthy Sisters, sponsored by the Professional Black Woman. Wealthy Sisters, where we celebrate the lives of six- and seven-figure earning women of color. Our purpose is twofold. First, to inspire and encourage the listener, and to secondly, edify, promote, acknowledge, or just to say thank you to the sisters for doing big things. I'm Deborah Hartnett, your host, broadcasting live from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Today is Monday, November the 2nd, 2009, and we are here every week at the same time, Mondays at 12 noon Eastern. So spread the word. Now, today's show is a very, very, very special show. It is all about winning, and our special guest happens to be me. Okay, welcome, but not seriously, not just me. The guest today is you, our awesome listening audience. We have such a broad, diverse group of powerful, successful people, hungry people, and we're so excited to have each and every one of you as our listening audience today, and we just want to say thank you. We are going to open the lines up early today. We want to give everybody an opportunity that would like to share, to ask questions, because today's topic is winning. If anyone knows me, we're always talking about winning, strategies for success, always having that winning attitude. So when we come back from our break, we're going to, like I said, open the lines. We're going to talk about some winning strategies. I will share a little bit about myself. I've had people say, well, who, you know, tell me a little bit more about who you are and what your purpose is. We will definitely discuss that today. We're going to talk about our great conference coming up and just some other things. So it'll be an awesome show as always today. So hold right back. We'll be right back in a moment.
This segment is sponsored by WillDrake.com. That's www.WillDrake.com. The hot new suspense novel, Bad and Worse, A Tale of Men, published by Permal Coast Publishing. Sometimes the only way to stop a killer is to love him. Available in stores November 2009. Wealthy Sisters, the show that features six- and seven-figure earning women of color. Tune in Mondays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time as Deborah Hartnett, CEO of Deborah Hartnett International and founder of The Professional Black Woman, showcase the triumphant journeys of these powerful sisters. You will be inspired, encouraged, and informed every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 347-838-9278. Today's broadcast is brought to you by www.wealthysisters.com, where the show can be heard 24 hours a day. And now your host, Deborah Hartnett.
Well, hello. Yes, we are back. This is Deborah Hartnett with Wealthy Sisters. Again, we're so excited to have each and every one of you all here visiting us and tuning in today. Today's topic is all about winning and success, having those strategies in place so that we can always and continue to win. I will just go briefly a little bit about myself. I'm born and bred. I'm an Atlanta native. If anybody's from Atlanta, you know I love to say a Grady baby. You could definitely relate to that. But been in business for myself now a little more than 20 years. I just cannot believe how fast time has gone by. And it, you know, you just think about, you, it just seems like yesterday, maybe when you started out, I actually got started seeing my mother and my father became, you know, honest for me. Both of them were entrepreneurs. And when my father passed away when I was 6 years old, my mother made the choice to stay at home with us instead of, you know, working outside of the home and want to really be there with us. So she started in-home daycare. And so that's all I really saw with her as far as working was building her business there. And so I was, this bug, I guess you say, was in me. I was bitten early. And I've always liked that idea of independence. Just wasn't quite sure, though, how to really marry the strategies of becoming, you know, independent business person. And, you know, of course, we have the whole society, the whole education, the knowledge that, you know, we definitely need to go and get away. It was expected for me to go to school and did that to get the good education so that, you know, even though my mother had her own business, the whole thing was so that you can get a good job. And did those things, went to school, went away, and did all of that, and eventually graduated. That's a whole nother story. But I found out for myself, even though I found those great jobs, I worked in corporate America and all of that, I always still wanted to have that freedom. And now today, it is nothing like being able to decide that – to realize really that, you know, if you are working for someone, which I'm not knocking that, it's everybody is definitely, let me say this up front, when we talk about winning strategies, it's not just for in business, it's their principles, and you can apply this to any part of your life, and that's what we're really all about. In anything we talk about, it's always going to be the whole person and not just a segment, because it is who you are. But as far as business is concerned, we do recognize that everyone is not designed and everyone is not supposed to work for themselves. That is obvious. That's clear. But when we talk about today how we're actually trained in this country, and we mention this oftentimes, the whole mindset of going to school, getting that good education, and getting that good job, a lot of times when you have that mindset, it is a dual struggle when you feel that you want to be independent. And I'm telling you, once you really figure out that working for someone else really, really controls your life, it controls every aspect. Now, yes, there are exceptions to the rule. I know some people might say, well, it's not like that for me. Well, I might have this job or that job. But when you think about where you live, most people live where they live, whether it's the city they live in, the part of town they live on, it's all centered around so I can get to work, so that it can be convenient, or, you know, when you actually take vacations, when all those things. So I really, really just did not want something else governing my life like that. I wanted to be able to have power, the power to take ownership to say, okay, I want to wake up when I want to. I don't want to just do things the way the masses are doing. And that's what's always been a part. So I've owned several businesses from, like I said, I got my start in the industry of network marketing. My first company I was with was Tupperware. I was 19 years old. And I've had cleaning companies, event planning, been involved in real estate, and as well, and marketing as well. But I can tell you one of the main things you want to think about if you are considering going into business or you're standing in business, we can talk about degrees, we can talk about your expertise, which is important. You got to have a skill set. But the main thing that you got to know if you're going to be in business, and that's what we're talking about today, winning strategies for success, it's all about the mindset. It's all about the mindset. And I know we have heard this before or may not have heard this before, or you may have tuned in to our shows, and it's always, we always, with our guests, we always talk about mindset. because it is absolutely important. It's paramount to your success. How you think, how you believe, how you feel about yourself, what you expect, your expectations of yourself, it just has everything. I have a CD that you can go online at our website, DeborahHartnett.com, and purchase, but I really need to just revise it because I say the title of it is 95% Mental. Truly, I believe that business today is 99.9% mental. It really, really is, especially when we have the opportunity today to exist with the economy or to, you know, to join everyone who's complaining about the economy and say, okay, it's bad, it's not good, you know, how can I be successful in business? Nobody's making money. We could definitely adapt to what everyone is saying, but that is not the reality. If your mindset where it needs to be, you always should have a mindset of winning. It doesn't matter what anybody else says. It doesn't matter what's around us. What matters is what you think and what you perceive and what you accept in your life. And that's the first thing that I would say. You know, if we were to list a things, is having that mindset of always winning, not of defeat, not of accepting of no's for answers, being able to knock doors down. That's the attitude, and having a positive attitude, you know, with that. But what I wanted to do as well is just go over, there are like 7 quick quotes that we actually shared on our Facebook group today. If you're tuning in, we do have a Professional Black Woman group on Facebook. You can find me there, Deborah Hartnett. I'm there. You can go to the Professional Black Woman, join the group there, and keep up with us on a daily basis on that as well. But the seven top things I like to talk about today are quotes. I tell you what, we do need to take a quick break. What we're going to do, I'm going to take this break, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to list 7 top great quotes that we can live by for winning strategies, not just in business, of course, but in life. And we'll come right back after the commercial.
Deborah Hartnett International, helping you design your future. We are business development consultants, your one-stop stores for starting or enhancing your business. Our team of professionals are among the best in the country. Our services range from establishing your corporation to developing and executing your branding strategy to website design and promotion. We even help you with establishing your business credit. Visit us today at www.deborahhartnett.com to view a full list of services, or call toll-free 800-493-0339. Mention this ad and receive a 15% discount off our gold package.
All right. Yes, we are back. This is Deborah Hartnett with Wealthy Sisters, and we want you to dial in today. This is a special show. We are freestyling today, talking about winning strategies. Love to hear from the audience, your questions, your comments about success and winning, what you do to keep your mindset in place, to have a positive, powerful mindset. Please dial 347-838-9278. Yes. Now, I was just, before our break, we were talking about 7 top quotes that you can actually live by. 7 top quotes to live by about success and winning strategies. And the first one is, don't ever start your day in neutral. Don't ever start your day in neutral. That means to me, we have opportunities, whether it's raining, whether we're in a place where it's inclement weather with snow, or even if it's sunny, or someone, you know, we hear something negative, someone gives us a negative phone call. We have ways that we can start our day off with just blah, with no energy, no nothing. But if we understand that we can control everything by how we react to it, That determines our outcome. So we want to start our day with positive thoughts. We wake up in the morning and take that time to, you know, if it's 2 minutes. I know a lot of times when we're not used to setting time apart on a daily basis to do some quiet meditation, whether it's reading your Bible or your Quran, something spiritual, taking that time to read something motivational. A lot of times if we don't have that or we want to do it, we're so busy, our lives are just so rushed. We got to get up, we got to get the kids together, we got to think about this, or I overslept, we got all these things that are going on. If we don't take that time to do that, to replenish ourselves, to map out our day, to speak the positive things, to speak success over our day, it can really, really affect us. And a lot of times if we wake up and we have that, oh, this is Monday, you know, where they say the truth, the studies show that, I guess between 8 and 10, that's where the highest heart attack rate is, because people are in anxiety or having anxiety attacks or having heart attacks because they have to get up and go to work. Because when you do the research, most people don't like what the choices they've made with their lives, or don't like the particular jobs, or don't like, you know, their situation. So those bring up all types of bad feelings there. But when we think about starting a day in neutral, we have to start it charged. Now, everybody I know, this is the thing, is not a person that's bouncing off the wall. We're not saying you have to be like that. There are some people like that. Some of you all might say, yeah, you, Deborah. But you know, you don't have to be that type of person. But at least say to yourself, this is going to be a great day. You know, say something positive. Speak something encouraging to yourself and say, oh, God, I didn't exercise. I'm so fat. Those things we have to be careful of. That's the first thing there, number one. Number two, and these are not any particular order. These are 7 quotes to live by. The more you look back, the less you can see ahead. Oh, I think that is such a powerful quote. Let me say that again. The more you look back, the less you can see ahead. Wow. I think when I think about that quote, it comes to mind the song that Erykah Badu, if I were a singer, I'd sing it for you, but it's bag lady, you go hurt yourself carrying all that them bags like that. You all know the song. You can look it up, you can hear it and listen to the words. That is so true. We think about life and we think about our past. Everybody, you know, when I was growing up, we always had issues. You know, you always have a family drama, this and that. But you know what? I thought for a while it was unique. But when I grew up and I, you know, became older, understood life more, I realized that's life. That's everybody. Everybody has, you know, something. Everybody's got, we always say cheese has the drunk uncle, you know, whatever. Everybody has something. There is, if we are human, which we all are, we are full of life, full of flaws. I don't even want to really call them flaws anymore, because I don't know. It's just life. So in living life, things occur. We make choices. People say things. We hurt each other. We have emotional days. All those things, life. We make poor errors in judgment. We decide to do something. We lose money. We lose relationships. Everything. We lose people. Life is that. But if we continue to look back and say, you know, well, I didn't have this growing up. I didn't have that growing up. Or, you know, well, my husband wasn't there for me, or my wife wasn't there, or he cheated, or she cheated, or this is why I don't, you know, I don't have a college education. I didn't have this. I didn't have money. I didn't grow. All those things, they have nothing to do. They can create who we are today. But they can help frame our world. They can help frame our opinions. They can help frame our perception. Yes, but the truth of the matter is we absolutely have control. We have control over those choices on how we want to move forward. So we don't have to dwell on the past. We don't have to keep thinking, well, I made a mistake here, so what if I mess up over here? Really, in life, if we look at our experiences, especially in business. I talk to people all the time, and they talk about, well, I lost this, and they're whining about $200 or $500 or $1,000 that they've lost. I did this deal, and that didn't go. You know what? If you read and you do research on any successful person in life, people that are winners. You look at Donald Trump. We talk about him all the time. How many times had he filed bankruptcy? The formula, I think, 66, the cost curve. It's 66 because it was 66 times. We look at all the great inventors. All those things were not failures. They were just lessons to find out what didn't work. And all we have to do is actually build on that and eliminate that fear of moving forward. Because if we keep dwelling and we keep holding on to the past, then the things that are there for us in the future, we'll never get to them. So please understand this. The more we look back, the less you can see ahead. If you keep looking back in that rearview mirror, eventually you're going to run into something, and you don't want to do that. So keep in mind, next thing, nothing dies quicker than a new idea in a closed mind. A new idea in a closed mind. Timing is absolutely everything when we talk about business and we talk about success and those strategies. Think about this. If you could have been there, well, let's say, I don't know, Blockbusters when it first came out, or McDonald's or Coca-Cola, you know, if you could have been there at the beginning of, with Bill Gates, how many people did he go to share the idea? And we all know that he didn't come up with the concept. I believe he bought it, what have you. I can't remember all the deep details on the story. But think about that. Think about all the people that he went to. Think about Sylvester Stallone and Rocky. You know, I guess he had about Rocky IV or Rocky V, not sure how many actual movies he had. But think about at least the first one, how many people he went to that did not want him to star in it, that did not want to do the movie. In those closed minds, all those closed minds that he went to, just think about if he had allowed that to stop him. Nothing dies quicker than a new idea in a closed mind. If our minds are closed to something that could be a possibility, if we don't even look at it, and that's where a lot of people are. Someone's bringing you a new opportunity, bringing you something. I always tell people, I'm focused on what I'm doing, but I'll look, I'll see what you're talking about. I'll at least give you the time of day. I'll give that time of day because you never know. You just never know. New ideas are like that. Bandwagon people, or bandwagon, I guess, experiences are when all the money has already been made. So understand this. If you are looking for something, know that it is all about timing. So you got to keep an open mind at all times. The next quote, the best time of day is now. The best time of day is now. We can say it quite simply that, you know what, tomorrow never comes. It doesn't. Tomorrow never comes. So why are we putting off things until tomorrow? It just doesn't. Tomorrow is always today. It's always today. It is always today. We're right now in the present, right now. What is it that you've been saying that you want to do? What are those things that you promised yourself 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 6 months ago that you said you wanted to do? If you are planning to have winning strategies and you're planning to win big, you know, and I say this not to sound arrogant or anything like that, because God knows that's not where I'm coming from, but I really have to say honestly, I understand why it's only 5% of the country that makes most of the money, because it takes these type of attitudes, these type of things. It takes that ability to act now, to do it now. to not be afraid, to step out there right now, to not look for tomorrow, to not put things off to tomorrow, to not wait on the bandwagon, to not wait on the approval of everybody to tell you, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. You know, we have to do it now, and there is no time better than right now. Yes, we understand you got to get proper things in place. You got to get strategies. But some people, sometimes we are just so paralyzed. My goodness, when are we just going to do it? What else do we need to know? So what if you make a mistake? How will you learn? It's just like riding a bike. Everybody's told me I need to take the training wheels off my daughter's bike. Just let it go. Just because those can be a crutch, those training wheels. We're afraid we're going to fall. Is the fall going to be that hard? We might scratch our leg. We might scratch our arm. But, you know, is it really, are we going to break it? Are we going to die? No. No present time. No better time than the present, than right now. Step out there right now. Again, these are 7 top quotes, great quotes to live by. Now, also, you can't get ahead when you're trying to get even. Wow. And this one, this quote is very, very, it's hard. It is hard, and I shouldn't say that, but it is a challenge. It's interesting for me because of the way I think. And, you know, I guess I could say from a child, we all think about how we grew up as a child or what have you, and what our feelings, you know, were, and our intentions and all those things. And my mother always said, you know, you can do whatever. You can be the best this, you can be that, but there's always going to be some people that don't like you. There's going to be people that envy. There's going to be people that are jealous. And that has always been so hard to realize, you know, for me. But I know now that there are people out there that live their life that if someone does something to them, someone offends them, someone says something to, they spend their time on trying to get even, trying to get back at someone. Well, I can tell you that is so defeating, because if we live like that, that means we're living in a space, we're living in a place of lack, and we feel like that what is for us is not for us. We are giving our power up to someone else. To someone else now, to say that we can't be successful, we can't obtain those things that are preordained, that are predestined for our lives, which is totally untrue. We have the control, so we give it up to people if we are living our life saying that I'm going to get back at this person, I'm going to get even with this person. Yes, trust me, there are people that have said things, that have done things, that I just would not have imagined. And I'm sure they feel the same way about me. You know, maybe I've said some things to people, but I know what my intentions are. I know my intentions have always been pure. But, you know, if a person is living like that and they want to get back, how can you get ahead if you're trying to get back? That, I promise, you have to let that go. If you are a person that's thinking that, okay, I'm gonna get, you know, back at this person for what they did. The time that we're spending trying to track down, trying to catch them, trying to hook them, or trying to do all those things, we could be spending that time thinking about positive ways that we can reinforce and enhance our lives and improve our businesses. That's the focus that we need to focus on. So, again, you can't get ahead when you're trying to get even. All right, we've done. 1 was don't ever stop your start your day in neutral. 2, the more you look back, the less you can see ahead. 3, nothing dies quicker than a new idea in a closed mind. 4, the best time of day is now. And 5, you can't get ahead when you're trying to get even. Okay, so that's 5 top quotes to live by. We are going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll go over the remaining 2. We're also going to talk about the Winter Summit Conference and Expo, and we're going to introduce you to our new producer. I think and I know you're going to love her. She's awesome, Ms. Jocelyn Harrison. So we'll be right back after our break.
Do you feel like there's never enough time in the day? You have a laundry list of 20 things to do, and you still haven't done, oh yeah, the laundry. Are you at a crossroads in your life, and just not certain what's your next step? Are you just overwhelmed and feel like you have lost, well, you? We are here to help. Compass Coaching is a personal development company for women. We help you find your path and bring balance to your life. Visit us today at www.mypathmylife.com. We have life coaching plans as low as $19 a month and take our free assessment. That's www.mypathmylife.com. Every woman deserves a coach. Wealthy Sisters, the show that features 6- and 7-figure earning women of color. Tune in Mondays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time as Deborah Hardnett, CEO of Deborah Hardnett International and founder of The Professional Black Woman, showcase the triumphant journeys of these powerful sisters. You will be inspired, encouraged, and informed every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 347-838-9278. Today's broadcast is brought to you by www.wealthysisters.com, where the show can be heard 24 hours a day. And now your host, Deborah Hardnett.
Well, good afternoon. We are back with Wealthy Sisters. This is Deborah Hardnett, and as always, I'm excited to be on the line with each and every one of you today. We are just talking about winning success strategies, and we've been reviewing seven top quotes to live by. We've just gone through the first, don't ever start your day in neutral. Second, the more you look back, the less you can see ahead. The third, nothing dies quicker than a new idea and a closed mind. Four, the best time of day is now. Number five, you can't get ahead when you're trying to get even. And number six is success, getting up one more time, then you fall down. How about that? That is awesome. Success, getting up one more time, then you fall. And I think we kind of have alluded to that a little earlier when we talk about no time like the present and right now. It is so true. Success can come to you all types of ways, but I'm telling you this. If we have those moments where we fall down or we feel like, you know, we can't move, it's the only way you cannot win is if you stop, if we quit, if we give up. And it doesn't mean that you don't reinvent yourself, that you don't redirect your energies. You might, you know, have a new focus or what have you. That's okay. But what we're talking about, if you just say, you know what, I'm not going to do this. I'm gonna listen to what everybody else is saying. You need to just forget that. That's a pipe dream, because people do say those things. But if you understand that there is no such thing as staying down, there is no way that I can win if I stop, if I quit, if I don't get up, then I'm telling you, you will have the success that you want. You will have the success that you want. So success is getting up one more time, then you fall down. Now, another one that I love right here is watch, number seven, watch for big problems. They disguise big opportunities. Watch for big problems. They disguise big opportunities. Winning is what we're talking about today. So why are we talking now about problems? They disguise big opportunities. In everything, there is what? A silver lining. There is a blessing. We can go through this. There's a, what they say is in my, it's a message in the mess. It's a blessing in the, with all those quotes that are out there. I know that, that you guys probably can finish it for me there, but there, it is true. It is so true. It's positive. It's good in absolutely everything. It's positive in everything. We just have to sit back and learn a lot of times, maybe do something differently. I mean, I've definitely had opportunities over the past month to learn things that, okay, how I should develop clearer strategies or be more strategic on some things. So we always can tweak, we always can improve, we always can build upon. So every time something happens, this is the key thing you want to do. Refrain from panicking. When we panic, we know haste makes waste. When we panic, we can't think clearly. We can't see what we need to see. So make sure when we have things that happen, big problems, situations, realize, take a look. That's what I always do. I take a look at myself. I get some deep breaths. I realize, first of all, I'm still breathing. And then what I'm going to start doing is realize the gratitude that I have. Find things that you can be grateful for. Whatever problem that you're going through, it could always be worse. And that's not to say that your situation is better than someone else. It's just saying to you and to us as a reminder that it's not as bad a lot of times as it seems. And yes, I know life is life and there are challenges, but that's what this is. It's life. We can't get around it. We can't escape it without it. We cannot escape life without life, and life has those things and those things that come up. So it does not have to be the end of the world. Ignore what society says. Who says that, you know, someone passing, we talk about those things, whatever. It doesn't always have to seem, whatever situation we might be in, it doesn't always have to seem as tragic. We can learn, we can live, we can move. But the main thing is to stop, refrain from panicking, take a deep breath, and find what the lesson is. What can I do better? Get quiet, listen, learn how to listen to our spirit, which is designed. It was there for a reason to connect us to our spiritual being, whomever that might be, whomever you pray to or you believe in. It is designed, that instinct, that intuition, for us to listen. The challenge is today we have so many distractions, so many things, our cell phones, everything, all this, everything is just clacker, 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 you know, noise, noise, noise. We're not able to be still and just hear. But if we can just get in that quiet place and listen to, you know, what our spirit is saying, then we can be directed and we can move and we can make the right decisions and better choices, so that when we have big problems, they don't necessarily have to be big problems, but we can always get excited to say, you know what, there's a bigger opportunity right here in this. There's a bigger opportunity. These are ways that we can win, the 7 quotes. So I just wanted to share that with you all today. I'm excited. What I want to do now, I want to just take a few moments and just welcome this awesome woman. I have so much respect for. She's a dear friend. We were just laughing. We've been friends now about 20 years. Cannot believe that the time has just gone by. And she is so unique because she's one of those individuals that happens to be creative, that also has, I can't remember, she'll help me out, if it's the left brain or right brain, that also has that real analytical side. It is just amazing to watch that balance in her, or she might say a dual struggle in her, because she's very creative, like I said, and then she's also, just listen to her. Her bio is so powerful. I'm just going to share a little bit with you. Ms. Harrison is the co-founder of Spirit and Truth International, a company which is comprised of several companies focused on the arts, media, and ministry. She's the founder of Get Wow, a company which provides practical solutions to help individuals achieve and maintain a healthy lifestyle. Ms. Harrison spent several years in the field of communications with Cox Communications based in Atlanta and is widely respected for her leadership skills and her ability to effectively manage relationships. She has developed a diverse background in marketing, accounting, financial analysis. I mean, she is a whiz with those numbers, project management, and event management. In her career as a customer marketing manager for a leading software company, she was responsible for enhancing customer loyalty and identifying additional revenue opportunities for customers such as Tiffany, y'all, Porsche, North America, and Hanes. So she, I'm telling you. And then get this, she has that whole performing arts, like I said, that whole background that she brings in. She has her BS in accounting from North Carolina A&T, and then homegirl went and got her MBA in marketing and management at Emory University. She is now our new show producer, our director of media with Wealthy Sisters, And I just want to just present to some and introduce to others my friend and dear colleague, Miss Jocelyn Harrison. Are you there, Jocelyn?
I am here. Good afternoon, winners. Deborah, those quotes were awesome.
Were they not awesome? I love them. I love those quotes. And I need to find where the authors are. Didn't have that, so I definitely want to give credit to where credit is due. But I did get it from a book. I need to mention PowerPoints for Success. Mr. Bob Harrison, I know you remember him.
Yes.
And this is in the chapter of John Mason. So John Mason, this I know that all of them didn't come from him, but it's from that chapter. So, but Ms. Harrison, Jocelyn Harrison, welcome to Wealthy Sisters.
I am so excited to be joining you on this endeavor. This is so powerful, and it is so needed. I know I'm learning things, you know, since your first show. I've been listening, and just the guests that you've had on, and even your words of wisdom have impacted me. I take notes every week.
Wow, you know, and you know, I'm just so honored that you were. I was amazed when you told me that that you were listening in, or you caught the show. So I was really grateful because you know it's different when you with your family and friends.
Because
they know you.
Okay. Yes, and I tell you, listeners, that Deborah is a woman of her word, and the things that, especially some of the things that she's talked about today, she has truly lived these things. And I have seen her build businesses and make a lot of money. I mean, she'll develop a lot of people. And so she is talking from a place of truth, and I think that's important and integrity.
Yeah, that is true. That's true. We have, I guess Jocelyn and I, we started out in network marketing. That's when we actually met.
Yes.
What a company. And that was the first company I actually went full time in. It was amazing. We were laughing about the times today, you know, just experiencing some journeys and some trips.
Oh, yeah.
That we had 7 people in a hotel room. But, you know,
tell anybody that, no.
I wasn't supposed to tell them. You know, my husband at the time, you know, we all in the room. We slept on one cot. And oh, it was amazing. But I said all that to say it's, you know, it's just important that when you have a vision and you got a goal, it's, you know, it's by any means necessary. So that's why it's very hard for me to take any excuses.
Yes, that was
the point
as well at all.
Because I've kind of lived my life by that, you know, no excuses. So it's been a balance and a challenge to do that. But, yeah, so Jocelyn, what, you know, what actually brings you to our format? We are, you know, we are grateful and honored to have you and really, really look forward to the great things that I know that you will bring to the show and to Wealthy Sisters Media as well. So what you know, what really brought you here?
Well, I really believe that it was the opportunity to really help impact people's lives and people's destiny. That
mm-hmm.
that is really why I think, you know, this was such a great partnership opportunity for me because, you know, I, as you mentioned, the dual struggle with that right brain and left brain, and the right is the more analytical side that I know I've had is, you know, how do I really put all of these pieces together?
Uh-huh.
And what I found is that many times my creative side would overtake my analytical side,
mm-hmm.
And I understand that many people may have that same struggle
mm-hmm.
because I know a lot
mm-hmm.
of people start jobs that may or start businesses, excuse me, that may have started just as a hobby. So say
mm-hmm.
you love to make cakes and you just want to do the creative, but you really
mm-hmm.
see the potential. In your business, you see the potential, you know, of where you could take it, but you're just not sure how to put all the pieces together. And I think, and I know that the principles and the strategies that are discussed on Wealthy Sisters can help people determine how to actually put a plan in place so that they can take those things that they love to do and really make them a success and win at it. So that's what really brought me here.
Wow, that's great. And I'm glad that you feel that way about it too. And you're right. Listening into the show, our prayer is that women, like I said, our purpose is twofold. You know, first of all is to inspire. That's the first purpose, is to inspire and encourage. And meaning encourage implies action. Encourage our listening audience so to take action on those things that they need to do to increase their business or to create the business, to start it, enhance it, what have you, by listening to the success stories of the sisters that we have on our show. I know one of the things that we can share, so much we could talk about, but one of the most important things is the people that we surround ourselves with. They have to be, if we want those six and seven figures, if we want a certain lifestyle and we want a certain income and we're only hanging around people that are making 30, 50, 60 grand a year, then that's where we're going to be, you know. But if we surround ourselves with people that are doing, and really we should be surrounding ourselves around people that are doing more than we are so that they can stretch us. To get us to the level that we want to grow and get to, then yes, you know, we can learn from that. So I totally agree with you on that as well.
Yeah, and you know, I think one thing too, also being in the fitness field, mm-hmm. that I find is that all important, as you were saying, that taking that action,
mm-hmm.
and being consistent,
mm-hmm.
and that first quote that you made that said, don't ever start your day in neutral. Oh, my gosh.
Right.
Oh,
right.
My gosh. That is so powerful because as a fitness professional, I would tell someone, hey, do what you need to do in the morning, you know,
mm-hmm.
after you've meditated, after you prayed, after you read or done whatever your morning, activity is to get yourself centered, then
mm-hmm.
get moving.
Mm-hmm,
and it can
mm-hmm.
be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes. But what happens is you've already activated yourself for the day.
Mm-hmm,
so you've activated
mm-hmm.
yourself mentally, spiritually, and then physically. And then
mm-hmm.
what happens is you can better adapt to the things that occur during the day. You can better attack the things that occur or the things that you need to get done in the day once you get yourself moving. So
get out of neutral. I know, and it's great that you mentioned that too, and we'll talk about it briefly in a moment. But Dr. Joy Ahoya, who I call her the Energizer, she is one of our speakers for the Winter Summit Conference and Expo, and that's one of the things that she's going to be talking about is coming from that place. Like you talked about getting up in the morning and energizing, because that has everything to do with how productive we are.
Right.
If we're getting some type of exercise, like you mentioned, or starting that day with, you know, that's a walk or what have you, that we've got to understand that we're not just existing, that we can have a life that we want. We can design it, and we did design the lives we have now, whether we know it or not, by the choices we made and by just existing and not taking hold of the steering wheel and directing it instead of just, oh, I'm working this job here because I got to get paid here. Or in the past, I've done several businesses just because of the money that could be made, not necessarily because I felt drawn to it or a passion. And, you know, I've got myself on CD saying that, you know, your passion is important, but you better get paid first, which is true. But at the same time, I learned better that when you are doing what you love to do, like right now, I'm doing what I love to do, and this is beautiful. You know, to be at that place where you want to be, you do it for free. You do it, you know, in your sleep. You do it, and that is inspiring and helping women build and design their lives. So it's so important, you know, what you're saying. What are some of the things in your past that you would share with someone, or the foundations, the principles that you would share that has helped you accomplish the things that you've accomplished today?
Well, one of them, Deborah, I mentioned earlier, was consistency.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, you really can't achieve the levels that you desire by being inconsistent, meaning you're stopping and you're starting, you're stopping and you're starting. Because I've been there, you know, the start queen, you know, a thousand ideas. But then you stop and you start, you start and you stop. And you really end up going nowhere. And so what I've seen is when I am consistent, and that means doing something every day or determining, okay, this is when I'm going to work on this. Mm-hmm. And really focusing on that thing is when your results will really manifest.
Mm-hmm.
And that
mm-hmm.
is, I believe, a really, that's key. That's key. And the second thing is relationships, which you mentioned as well. I have had the opportunity to work with so many different people. But even when I was in corporate America and doing some other businesses, it is the people that are really doing it that will help you. They'll help pull you along. Because the thing is they've already gotten to where they're going to get to.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can find those people who are confident and confident in where they are, they're not, I guess, threatened by someone new, you know, because that's something you need to look out for too.
Mm-hmm.
Then they will pull you along, and they will share information with you that will help take you to the next level and they impart into you. And that is what has happened to me in ministry, that has happened to me in business, and that has happened to me even in the fitness industry. And so it is so key. And the thing that I would tell people, too, is don't be afraid to approach people. And if you approach them with the mindset of, hey, you know, I've had the opportunity to see some of your work, or, hey, you're really doing it, you know, compliment them and say, you know, hey, is it possible for me to just ask you a couple of questions, or can I take you to lunch, or can I take you to breakfast? Because people are actually flattered when you recognize that they have accomplished some things. And they actually like to share those principles. So many times, they're actually looking for people who want to know something. And because so many people operate in fear, that they don't approach them.
Right.
And the thing is a lot of times people are not going to just give you information that you have to seek them out.
Never. Let's say that again.
Yeah.
Never. It's not just going, you know, your first million is the hardest million to make. It's not just going to walk up and ding dong, here I am. You have to go out there and get it, like you said, seek it.
Yeah, you're right. Those are two of the main things.
You're right. I love it. That is so true. And that point, it is. We taught one of the fundamentals of great communication, and being a great communicator is really the only thing of being a great communicator is the ability to listen, to be a great listener. And people really do. We want to talk about ourselves. That's what people want to talk about. And if you can listen to someone, you don't have to say a word, and you listen to them, then they will think you are the best thing since sliced bread, you know, literally.
And
I mean, think about it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
There's a saying that says people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
That's right. That's right. And you think about it. Anytime we take group photos and you get the picture back, who's the first person? Who's the first person we look for in the picture? We want to see, Lord, was my hair standing on my head? How I'm looking, you know?
Right.
Can I even show this to anyone? So That's true. You and I think I cut you off. You were going to say something else.
Oh, no, that was it. You're fine.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, well, this has just been awesome. I'm grateful, looking forward to some big things, definitely, with you joining Wealthy Sisters Media and as our media director of media and our Wealthy Sisters show producer. We know with your creativity and your balance of all the strategic, which brain is it, the left brain, the analytical side, or is it the right brain? It's the right brain. See, I'm left brain. Oh, with that right brain side you can bring in, we know that that's going to just be perfect and really, really take it to a whole nother level. So thank you and welcome again to Wealthy Sisters. Miss Jocelyn Harrison. So you stay tuned. You know, like I said, she's also an author. She's got a lot of great things that she has developed and created. So we know we'll be hearing from her on those great companies that she has as well. But yes, again, you are tuning in to Wealthy Sisters, the show that spends time promoting and providing that platform for Wealthy Sisters, people who earn six and seven figures. Women of color. The purpose of our show, again, is twofold. It's one, to inspire, to encourage the listening audience as well, and second, to edify, promote, and provide that platform for women. And that's what our parent company, Deborah Hartnett International, our motto is helping you design your future, and that's what we're all about. Speaking of that, we have our awesome women's conference that's coming up. I know some of you all might not understand this, but I'm telling you right now, you have to experience it. You need to be there. It's March 19th and 20th. It's 2010 of 2010, March 19th and 20th at the Baltimore Hyatt Regency Harbor Hotel. It's downtown. It's a lot of work that's going to this. I'm telling you, this has been in me for several years. We were going to have it in October. We moved it to March. It's just been a lot. I'm telling you right now, early registration just stopped. We're in mid-registration. The tickets are only $159 for 2 days. We have seven powerful speakers. You don't want to miss this event. We're talking about igniting your image, the power in your passion, six-figure selling, money-making marketing, the greenbacks and going green. If you don't know about going green today, you're in business for yourself. There's money out there available for you just by taking your business green. You want to come to this conference. It's not just to get the knowledge, but the experience to meet, to be in that energy, to be in that room. Everything is going to be in one room. You can reserve your hotel room now. Go to the winnerssummit.com. They won't even charge you. They just reserve it. If you got a debit card, you can put it on your debit card. They will charge you the day of the event. So, if you're not able to come, you need to cancel it, what have you. You can reserve your room now. We have a special rate. You want to do that, but please go ahead and get your tickets. Don't wait till the last minute. This is an investment in yourself. It's a tax write-off. You want to be there. I'm telling you, the information will change your life. I have made a commitment. I've said it to the speakers. Please, we want women to be able to come to the Winter Summit Conference and Expo, which is why our motto is Savvy Advice, Practical Application for Winning Women. When you come and you get that information and you apply it to your life, you will increase your bank account. So go to thewinnersummit.com. We thank you for tuning in to our show today. Become one of our friends on here at the Blog Talk Show. You can go to wealthysisters.com. Put us on your favorites. Tune in next week for another awesome show. We'll have a dynamic special guest for you today. This, again, has been Deborah Hartnett with Wealthy Sisters. Continue to enjoy your day. Make the best of it, and we will see you next week.
This has been another episode of Wealthy Sisters, brought to you by theprofessionalblackwoman.com, where success is inevitable. Join Deborah Hartnett, our host, next week as she interviews another powerful, positive, progressive, wealthy sister, and visit us on the web at www.wealthysisters.com. See you next time.